Looking back on August 25th, the day when Cassius Clay won his boxing gold medal at the 1960 Rome Olympics.
And there's the bell ending the fight. Cassius Clay, a very weary fighter.
Elton John's career took off in the US on this day in 1970 when he played his debut concert at the Troubadour in LA.
The only reason I made it that big is because of one appearance in one club, and that really sort of spread throughout the whole country.
And John Lennon's murderer, Mark Chapman, was sentenced to 20 years to life in jail in 1981. He remains behind bars nearly 40 years later.
I was standing there with a gun in my pocket.
Knew you were going to shoot him?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Praying not to, but knowing down deep it was probably going to come to that.
Chilling interview with Larry King. Special birthday at the top of the August 25th list, Sir Sean Connery turns 90.
Bond. James Bond.
Yes, the former and widely regarded as the best Bond was repeatedly voted the world's sexiest man as he starred in hit movies for over 50 years.
You cannot die, MacLeod.
Author Frederick Forsyth turns 82, best known for the thrillers The Day of the Jackal and The Fourth Protocol.
I got on with my life and my career, which was then foreign correspondent, mulled it over as a sort of maybe occasional why not kind of idea.
The Demon, co-founder and bass guitarist with Kiss and tongue-wiggling rock icon Gene Simmons, is 71. Declan McManus celebrates his 66th, took the name Elvis Costello as a tribute to the King of Rock and Roll. Tim Burton is 62, the director and producer responsible for movies like Beetlejuice, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Alice in Wonderland.
From the very beginning, I knew how strange and bizarre the whole situation was and, you know, continues to be.
Billy Ray Cyrus turns 59, had one of the biggest selling hits of the 90s. And supermodel Claudia Schiffer is the big 5-0.
When I go shopping here, is that you get things that nobody else has.
Finally, the first man to walk on the moon, Neil Armstrong, died on this day in 2012, aged 82.
And now the president was challenging us to go to the moon.
Remembering Neil Armstrong on August 25th.